The countertops look like fishing boats. And by that, I mean, it's like got big chunks of glitter all through the countertop.
What color was it?
It was white.
White
it
with
was
glitter.
White with silver, like silver glittery.
Oh, boy.
Are there going to be mirrors on the ceiling?
What
or am
is,
I,
does the know, bed take a quarter? On? What's going on here? God.
Give me some quarters.
Give me some quarters. It wouldn't even be a quarter. It'd be like a buck 50 now.
I know.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Get us in. You know what's happening.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Designer Cornbread, episode 137.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone. Joni got it right. We're so proud of her.
Somebody now.
She is. She really is. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good day.
Whatever.
Day. Top of the
time
morning
it
to
is
you, Governor.
You're listening to it. Yeah.
Good, we don't know.
Good. Good day, mate.
Good day. Oh, gosh. Yes, it's a beautiful Monday. Or, I mean, it's Thursday. You guys don't pay any attention to us. Anyway, here it's Monday. We talk on Mondays. So we're getting caught up on our weekends. What is going on in the great state of Tennessee? What's been happening in Savannah? Well, you weren't even in Savannah, were you?
I was not in Savannah this weekend. I was in Chattanooga this weekend.
Chattanooga.
I'm just going to tell you, I've had a week. It's been a week.
Okay.
It has just been since were on here.
Tell us everything.
It's been, well, okay, today was the last day of regular classes.
Yes.
I survived it.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I tell you that I survived it. But y'all, the week before school is out, I just want to tell you, look, teachers get the summer off and a lot of people don't. And so I don't want to sit here and make, you know, oh, woe is me. But y'all, the kids are crazy. The teachers are snippy. Everybody, I mean, it's just chaos the last week. Anyway,
sounds like that would be a good week to have a little guest speaker come in and talk about emotional capacity. How we all can stretch.
So, I mean, like today, I had a girl who said, can I go to the bathroom? And I said, yes, go to the bathroom. And I actually followed her up the hall. I had to go to the office for something. And so I knew I followed her. She went into the bathroom and I went on, you know, I went left and went to the office. Well, they gave me something. She'd been in alternative school for like 20 days or something. Anyway, okay. I don't know. So they gave me in the office, they said, hey, alternative school brought these by, you know, she's in your class, right? And I said, yeah, I'll take them to her. Mm-hmm. So I said, let me run the bathroom and I'll stop by and get them. Grabbed them, went back to class, and she's not there. And so I looked at the kids and I said, hey, did she come back? And they said, no. And I went, great. So I went back up to the office. I said, hey, she's missing in action. She's on AWOL. She went into the bathroom, but she's not back in class. And I walked into the bathroom. She wasn't there and she's not here. So they called the nurse. Well, she was in the nurse's office, just sitting there. They called and they said, hey, it's so-and-so down there. And she said, yeah. And they said, what's going on? And she said, I don't know. She's in here eating lunch. We don't have lunch until like the last part of that whole period. Mm-hmm. We're the last group to go. Mm-hmm. Well, she just, I guess, just went down, got some lunch. And
she just was done. Joni, she was done with you. She was done with you.
I was like, what are you doing?
I want some lunch and I'm going to go get it.
D block. I mean, I just was like.
There's no telling. There's no telling.
I don't know what is going on. I just don't know what's going on. Anyway, but it's just stuff like that. Yeah. That, I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. And
well, tell us about your time in Chattanooga. Okay. Was it nice weather?
Let's back up first. Okay.
Still, we have more. I'm sorry.
We do. No, that was just, I'm just giving you the. So Wednesday, or was it the, yes, it was Wednesday. John Garrett was on his way home, and I got a phone call about 2:30 that he'd been in a car wreck.
The call every parent. Who called? Did he call you? He was able to call you, or did
Ron
someone else?
Called me. Ron called me. He called Ron first.
He had called Ron, but he made the call. Okay.
Yes.
Just Ron. Your heart just.
Yes. I'm going to tell you, even, yeah, Ron, and Ron even said he's, I think he's okay. He's talking. He's, you know, and, but even still, I about took out the fence. I ran out of school. I about took the fence down with me.
When he comes down. That's like, why y'all shouldn't have been driving, right?
Calm down.
Calm down.
Well, and it worked out. So, but here's the crazy part, and I'll tell you my theory or what I think happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A car came up the ramp, and first of all, it's Highway 45, and John Garrett said it was packed, mm-hmm. coming into Tupelo, and a car came up the ramp and kind of got in front of this other car. And of course, you know, Highway 45, it's 4-lane. Everybody's going 70 miles an hour on it.
At least.
But, you know, so they got in front, just kind of cut this other car off, got in front of them. And then they just stopped in the middle of the highway.
Gosh,
came to
guys.
A stop. So the
what
girl
in
front
world?
Of John Garrett was able to stop. Well, John Garrett can't see around, you know, what's going on. And and so he saw her brake lights come on and he slowed down. Then he realized mm-hmm. she was stopped. So he slammed his brakes on, but not in time. I mean, it wasn't in time.
Oh,
so anyway, he went up under her SUV and thankfully had slowed down enough and, you know, was far enough behind her that otherwise his whole windshield and everything could have been much worse.
Yeah, definitely.
So anyway, the police got there. Oh, and then car one that caused the whole thing sped off. So
they were just up to, obviously, well, they were either after somebody in particular or up to just no good.
They either had something going on, mm-hmm. or my thought is they may have been trying to get the woman in front of John Garrett to rear end them.
Right. The old rear end you and then get out the car and
And insurance kind of fraud.
Yeah, but you
thing.
Know what? Know. It's like to be going that fast and just stop on the highway, that's a little much for that. Because normally
gotten on the ramp, you know. So she had slowed down enough because they kind of cut her
but
off.
Even then, there's a lot of people around that's pretty erratic and dangerous just to try for that. Usually they kind of do that. Not that it couldn't have been, but in like a parking lot or in some kind of area where it's a little.
I don't know. So that's what happened. But thankfully, the police looked and the woman, you know, even told them, she said, look, this is not his fault. And she said, as soon as I slammed on my brakes, I immediately looked in my rearview mirror.
Of course,
and
as
she
you
said,
do.
Right. And she said, and he was far enough behind me. She said, he was not, too close. He was not. He was following at a safe distance.
Mm-hmm.
He just could not avoid this.
Yeah. Something
and
you
so
just can't.
Then, so then they checked out everything, looked at everything, and had, you know, some witnesses. So the police agreed and said, you're not responsible for this. This is not your fault. There's nothing you could have done. So
because usually usually the person that hits you from behind is the, that's who gets the ticket or whatever. Because you got to, but it depends. Yeah. Obviously, if something like that happens in front of you, but story, he's okay. He was.
He's okay.
Totally fine.
He's a little sore from, seatbelt.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Stopping him.
Did his airbag go off?
No, his airbag did not go off.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And I don't know why, because the front of the car was crushed.
Yeah, the car was
crunched.
Totaled, I'm sure.
Yeah, Ron's meeting with the adjuster tomorrow.
That's a lot of damage, But the airbag didn't go off, dang.
It did not go off. Okay. Yeah. So, anyway, but we were on our way to Tupelo, and as it would happen, John Garrett's roommate is actually from Savannah, too, and he was just a few minutes behind him. And so he stopped and they got all his stuff in Sam's car and Sam drove him home.
Yeah,
so
which was nice.
Around.
I mean, not that, but that was a blessing that he was kind of right there. So, it's just, you never
I'm gonna
know.
Tell you, you don't, you know, things can turn on a dime.
They can.
You know, it's just,
they can.
You just expect things to, you know, when they first go to college, I think I was more worried about it.
Yeah.
And,
oh, definitely. That first year in college, you know, is when you're like kind of high alert.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Just because, yeah, I don't know, it's new, they're going away, and you're,
right,
you're kind of like, I hope they have some sense. You know, you don't,
yeah, really. Yeah, right. I mean, they've really never driven, you right, know, like that before. So,
yeah.
And then it gets kind of, I mean, he's in his junior year. You just expect, okay, at 3:30, he's going to pull up in the driveway. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. That just gives your heart a whole, yeah, workout. You probably had to take to the bed that,
well,
just to get your cortisol level and your adrenaline to drop.
Yeah.
A Father Brown marathon was happening all night long.
And here's you, here's another, you know, as we address these letting go moments, you know, that, that we are going through. So I knew John Garrett's girlfriend was coming up Thursday, right? So, mm-hmm, and John Garrett was moving to Chattanooga on Friday, was the plan. So she was going to come up Thursday. And anyway, so I at least I thought, okay, we're going to like snuggle on the couch for 12 hours. Yeah. I mean, I am like,
yeah, everyone, then, this is where we are.
After the wreck, Ashlyn decided she would come on up Wednesday night. I was like, okay.
But I just am going to be snuggling on the couch.
Just okay. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, it was fine. It's fine. But it's just, you know, when there's, it's just that letting go, you know, you just have these moments of letting go more and more and more.
So, you know, and everyone, you know, all y'all listening, I mean, everyone's experienced this at different levels in different ways, and we all continue to, but it's just like you said, that thing of, and thank God this wasn't a serious, you know, the health issue,
right,
all that's a whole nother level, but even just, and I'll say the word inconvenience, but it's a little more than that of, you know, having a car just
right
out of service when you're a grown up, like those are things that just come up and happen, and you have to punt and you have to figure it out. And, you know, even as parents of grown kids, you know, you don't know, and you know, you're still helping them out and you're still supporting them somewhat, you know, in this school years and all. And you just, something like that can just throw the schedule off.
Worrying about it. I mean, about anything that they go through, you know.
No.
Are they going to be able to handle this? Are they going to be able to do this? Are they going to, you know, it's just, they're grown butt people. They can do it, but.
I know. And you know what? Honestly, again, not that this is what you want the accident wise, but like, experience is often the best teacher.
That's
so,
exactly right.
You know, we've had some stuff with, you know, the kids in different ways, whether it's a, you know, I don't even know what, getting a ticket and not having their insurance, you know, different crazy thing. And they call and you just kind of walk them through it, or you, this is how you do it, or this is what you do. And, and that's, you know, that's how they learn. That's how they learn.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
But it's, as a parent, you're right. You're just like, you know.
So, all right. So now my weekend.
Now we're to the weekend.
Happier. Now we're to the weekend.
Thank God.
It's a little happier.
I can't take anymore.
So, like I said, John Garrett was moving to Chattanooga for this summer. He's got an internship with Caleb's company. So, you know, and this all works out well right now. He doesn't have a car. We'll figure all that out later.
But thank goodness, like you said, God worked it out that his internship is where they can ride together. Yeah. I mean, it's not ideal, but it's totally doable.
Yeah,
like
totally
he could have been trying to get to who knows where and do something else.
Yeah. Well, he did. He was supposed to go to the beach with Ashlyn and her family.
Oh,
next weekend he was going to drive from Chattanooga to Pelham and then go on. But so that, you know,
all right. Well,
that kind of got canceled. But
all right, that's okay.
So we go on Saturday. We take we're taking John Garrett over, and I mean we are packed with our stuff and. John Garrett's all his stuff that he's taking. And we took Shadow, the dog.
Oh my goodness.
Shadow has never been on a road trip
Shadow
before.
Went in the car on a trip.
He went in the car. Okay. He did actually really well. So pleasant.
Good. You never know if they're going to do okay, but when they do, it's really, it's nice. Did. Yeah.
So we got there and took John Garrett's stuff in. Bless his heart. He's got a little cot in the corner behind the dining table.
You guys, he's staying in their apartment. It's a 3-bedroom apartment. All the bedrooms are filled, and he's in the living room. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what boys, you just, and it's great. Like, it is, they're, you know, that's just what they're doing. They've all, right. you know, just been like, yeah, that'll be fine. And it is fine. But it's so funny. I think we called Sunday evening, we usually have like a little family FaceTime, and Avery's always, you know, one of the organizers usually, or Tim. Anyway, she did the FaceTime, and just Tim and I got on, and she's like, where are those boys? And she said, I saw Hudson's at home. And then she said, oh, maybe he might be hanging with Gert. And I said, oh, he got there, you know, because I wasn't sure the timing,
yeah.
all that.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, she's probably hanging. Maybe they're still getting him settled in. And I went, settled in? I went, they might be hanging out, but I don't know that, like,
you know,
settling.
It wasn't so funny.
I said, Avery, they ain't settling him in. They dropped his stuff in the room he's settled. That's it.
You know, what's so funny is if this were like a reverse situation, if it had been like my sister Streety and you and one of Streety's friends sharing an apartment, mm-hmm. and I needed to move there for the summer. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would have been like snuggled up in the bed with either you or Streety.
Yeah, right. We would have gotten bunk beds or something. Like, exactly. Exactly.
But that is not, they're not
having
it. But
these boys are like,
nope. There's not. Nope. Nope. So the cot, poor John Garrett's little cot, is behind the dining room table.
Are you kidding? Well, they don't really use that dining room table. They could almost kind of
move it to the side
and let him use it as a little desk and just give him that little mm-hmm. corner. Mm-hmm. That's what they should do. See, I'm already rearranging it in my head. Okay. It's fine. It's fine. I'm not there. I don't care, but I'm glad he got settled in.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, I can't tell you, I've had thoughts, and not a lot, but I'm like, did Caleb give him a little piece of his closet? Did he, like, where's his clothes?
I didn't ask questions. I did say, where are you putting your clothes?
And like, he's got stuff.
I guess Caleb's room. Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought maybe brother is being real sweet and giving him just a little section of his closet. But I thought, good Lord, if his stuff is just strewn all over that living room but again, it don't matter because I'm not there. I don't have to worry with it. They're going to have a great time.
Anyway, so, all right. So we get there. We take them to dinner that night. And
where'd y'all go?
To the little Tremont Tavern that they like with the...
Oh, right. Their spot.
Yeah, their spot.
Okay, we haven't been yet. We'll have to go to the
Hudson
spot.
Hudson didn't go because he was fishing.
Okay, he's now taking up fishing.
Okay. And so, yeah, we went there. And then Caleb took us to, I believe Thatcher took you all to, I can't remember the name of it, but it's the little rooftop that looks over the Tennessee River there.
It's at the Edwin Hotel.
Yes, at the Edwin Hotel.
Yeah, we didn't go. They all went for Hudson's birthday, for his 21st.
Okay.
That's one of the stops that was on Big Brother's plan. But
yeah,
no.
It's a very, very classy, nice,
beautiful.
You know,
I mean,
beautiful.
The downtown river, all that is very pretty. Yeah. We have not been, but it's on my list.
Yeah.
Okay. So you went there.
So we went there and just kind of walked around a little bit and went, I put Ron in charge of the hotel and I told him, just get a room, you know, because we decided we were just staying one night.
Right. And you're taking the
dog.
The Reed
House,
that's a whole other level.
Well, the dog stayed with the boys.
Oh, that's right. Of course. Yeah. Of course.
So the Reed House, you had to have a 2-night stay on the weekend and just different things downtown were a little, you know, dicey. So, I said, hey, look at this hotel. It had good ratings but you've got like all the AAA stuff. I don't know
right, veterans, whatever discounts. So, yeah.
And I don't know why he did not book the room that I told her, the hotel. But he looked around and he found another one. And I won't say, it was okay. It was okay.
Well, I got a text from you and you were not impressed with their decor.
So the other day we were talking about that we're $120 hotel room people. Well, that was one of our things.
We were talking about that when we decided 12 years ago, that after years of being $85, $95 hotel people, we were now $120 hotel people.
Yes.
10 years ago.
Yes. 10, yeah.
But now.
So we were talking about how expensive hotel rooms have gotten now.
Yes.
And so now my $175 hotel room is now what
that's the 90 dollar. That's the $85.90. Yes. That is.
Yes.
You regressed. You've gone back.
I know. So it is that I have gone back. Anyway, Ron said he took our stuff. I stay with the boys and he took our stuff on over and checked in. Mm-hmm. And I said, how's the hotel? He said, I went, oh no. If Ron's saying, then I'm
if
like,
if he notices that it's, then
yeah. He said, well, the lobby's real nice. And I said, Ron, he said, it's clean. It's fine. He said, I probably wouldn't book there again. And I said, Ron, he said, no, it's fine. He said, it's clean. It's all right.
Okay. It's one night.
I said, okay.
Okay.
It's one night.
Okay.
But yeah. Y'all, I walk in the bathroom of this hotel and it's a chain. I mean, I'm just not going to say it, but it's a chain. Y'all, the bathroom wall, I promise you, was like Barney purple.
What in the, you well, know, it kind of went with the theme.
Was Barney?
Oh no!
Purple.
That's too aggressive in the bathroom.
The counter. The counter. This little bitty thing is Barney. Oh, Barney gosh. Purple, and the countertops look like fishing boats. And by that, I mean it's like got big chunks of glitter all through the counter.
What color was it?
It was white.
White.
It
with
was
glitter.
White with silver, like silver glittery.
Oh boy.
Are there going to be mirrors on the ceiling?
What
or am
is, does
I, you
the
know,
bed
what
take
is
a
going
quarter?
On?
What's going on here? God.
Give me some quarters.
Give me some quarters. It wouldn't even be a quarter. It'd be like a buck 50 now.
I know. We're probably only a couple of shakes. It was fine. Okay. It was fine.
Okay.
Anyway. So
hotels, y'all, we're just trying to figure it out. We're just we are much classier. We feel like we deserve more. I don't know that we do, but
champagne taste on the beer budget.
We
is
really,
that
that's the truth. That's the truest thing you ever said. The reason that Joni and I get to stay when we do at nicer, we've decided that when we do go on trips that we do stay at, you know, we not always, but some historic hotel or something a little, it's because the room is still the same, but we split a room. And then also we don't have five people with us. So our food, but everything's smaller on our trip. So we can splurge on ourselves.
We can splurge. Okay. And then we get used to it and we go with that.
And then we get used to it and then we travel with our family. We're like,
to the Barney purple bathroom.
What is going on? This is not the life for me. I'm too old for this. Oh gosh.
So okay. Then, all right. So then Sunday morning, Caleb joined the church that he's been going to.
Yes, that's exciting.
And yeah, so let me just tell you, if you were in Chattanooga or if you have a child going to college in Chattanooga, I just was real, real impressed. It is Red Bank, Cumberland Presbyterian Church.
Okay.
And the people, it's just kind of a small church. But beautiful. I mean, stained glass windows and the arched, you know, shapes that they have. And
oh, pretty.
It was really pretty. The people were outstanding. I mean, a lot older, but I mean, they lit up when they saw Caleb and Hudson.
Oh, gosh.
And just, you know, I mean, they were all reaching out to him and talking to him and stuff. And then they found out John Garrett was the brother. And so then they pulled him in and, one woman pulled me aside and she said, now look, she said, I'm not trying to take over here. She said, but I'm more than happy to be Chattanooga mama. Whatever you need, if they get, and you talked about
did
suit,
you get her
said,
number? Did you get her telephone number?
She said, Caleb has it. And she said, you get it from Caleb. And she said, if they need soup, I'll bring, if they get sick, I'll take them soup. I'll take, I mean, she's the Chattanooga mama.
She's
she was
the Chattanooga Joni. Okay.
She was precious.
Oh, that makes me, that's very kind. So, very sweet.
It was so great. And it, as, but when he joined the church, and I was so impressed. I mean, they go up and asked him, of course he was just transferring his membership.
Right. Yep.
But they, you know, they still go through the questions with him, but then the elders came up and they all laid hands on him and each said an individual prayer over him. I mean, not a long drawn out, you know.
Yeah.
But it was so moving, the whole thing. I had tears running down my face.
I'm sure.
Then this little boy sitting in front of me, he's probably 3 or 4. He turned around, handed me a little love note.
Melted. Word.
Oh, it was so sweet. And then he came up to me afterwards and he said, I like your green dress. It's like, you're waiting. I dug around through my purse. I had a, like a Dairy Queen gift card in there.
Oh, I
like,
thought you were going to pull out some nasty like piece of juicy fruit gum from the bottom of your purse or Werther's and hand that to him.
No, I'm not handing any purse dust gum.
That's what I thought you were looking for.
No, I had a Dairy Queen card.
Okay, but, that's nice.
And then we took him to lunch, and I'm going to talk about that in my favorites.
Oh,
my
good. Oh, I'm excited. So, okay, good. I always like to hear where you go to eat, because even though we've been to Chattanooga a bunch, we still are all going to finding different places. So I love it.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so, good.
That was my weekend.
That's very cool. That sounds like a lot of fun. It's fun.
And now I'm sucking down coffee.
And now she's literally guzzling coffee. But that's the part about the grown up, like again, just talking about the different, you know, man, now as a parent, when you get to just show up for stuff like that, it's very special. It never loses its meaningful that you're just, you know, again, you're still showing up for stuff in their lives. It's not the same as, you know, every T-ball game you ever went to or every whatever.
Right.
But it's still these moments or these times, whether it's just coming to visit or, you know, for something like that, that's kind of special. But you had like nothing to do with it. I mean, you had a lot to do with it because
I didn't have to dress him. I didn't have to iron his clothes.
Right.
I didn't
it's just moments like that, even as they are young adults, it's just very fun to get to be a part of it. So I love that. I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay. Well, I can get caught up, you know, the big news in St. Louis is the tornadoes that came through. And on Friday. Yeah. And y'all, it was bad. We're totally fine. Our area is totally fine. It pretty much touched down in Clayton, which is a little east and north of here, and ripped all the way up north through Forest Park, through the city up to the North City and North County area, which it's just the damage is very bad. It's very pretty devastating. So
I have not seen any pictures. I've meant to sit down and look at stuff, but I have not.
Now, there's headlines you're reading that, like, you know, because I've been looking on it a little bit, but you know, there's some posts and stuff you'll see half of St. Louis City reduced to rubble. Half of the St. Louis city is not, like, I don't even know why you would say something like that. But in the area it went through, there is a lot of damage. I mean,
it's hard to see, isn't it?
Pardon?
Have you been? It's hard to see.
It's very hard. Yeah, it's very.
And it's.
It's eye-opening just because as you can know, any damage like that. You know, just huge trees everywhere, uprooted everywhere. And brick, we have a lot. It's brick homes in the in the city that are just, there's just bricks everywhere. Yeah. Not even just like cheap plywood houses. These are brick houses that are just blown down.
We had a F5 that came through here. And I don't know, Caleb was in first grade. And it hit his school and a lot of that area. And it just was, it's so overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it looks like a bomb had went off.
It does. And you're that's a good word, the overwhelm, because you're looking and you're like, where do you even start? And people do. The thing is, it's been very good. The outpouring, I've got a couple links that I'll put up for just if you want to donate, if you want to, you know, if you're not from St. Louis or, you know, if you are, you know, and these things happen all the time everywhere. But if we all, again, do a little bit, because you know what? It's just, it's not enough to just feel bad.
Right.
It's just not. Well, it's not enough to just be like, oh, I feel so bad. Because like you're feeling bad. And I'm not trying to put a guilt on anyone because it's just a personal conviction. And I would never ask anyone to do anything that I am not willing to do and haven't done.
Yeah.
So whether it's donating or volunteering, if you've got the time, you know, just every little bit,
you know, and we talked about that when, Hurricane Helene came through North Carolina, that it wasn't the government showing up to help everybody. It's the good old boys. I mean, you had the mule trains, you had the people with private helicopters flying up to the mountains to drop off supplies. I mean, it's the American people.
It's what it's about. And here's the funny thing too. Yeah. St. Louis, you know, it struck me so much. I mean, Saturday was a pretty heavy just feeling day as, you know, people were seeing and getting out and doing all that. And I was able to see some of it in person. And, you know, it's like, I don't know, when things like this happen, and in St. Louis, we're unique a little bit, not, I mean, every city I think has kind of some of this for sure, but we have St. Louis City and we have St. Louis County and there's a pretty big divide, politically in some ways, demographically in a lot of ways. What I mean by city and county, I mean, they're separate entities. It's not just, they're separate governments. The St. Louis City is its own government, right? It has a mayor, it has city county, it has all that. And then the St. Louis County has its city council, the head of that, you know, it's its own, made up of a bunch of municipalities.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so how we are here too.
Yeah. They're separate governmentally. Mm-hmm. Which that's been that way for a long time. Is someone sneaking up on you?
No, it's just shadow.
It scared me. Anyway, and every community, you know, many cities have this. We have, you know, this side of the tracks, that side of the tracks, whatever you want to say. And I'm not saying it's like that exactly at all. I'm just saying there can be some contention between, you know, how stuff is done in the city and then, you know, should we merge? Should we do this? And county's like, no, because quite frankly, we don't want a lot of the problems that that you are happening because of the government that's not, whatever, blah, 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 all the stuff you all understand. So there can be that, there's always a little bit of that tension and divide in our area. But when something like this happens, it's St. Louis. And you, it doesn't, all that just to me, all that goes away. It does not matter. And I don't feel that way anyway on a regular basis. I just know that that's, you know, kind of an image. You know, you county people, you just come down here for the ball games and then you leave and then you do whatever. And I'm like, well, you know, whatever. So, but, you know, it becomes very much, they are our neighbors.
Yeah.
And whether or not you ever go to that part of town or have any reason to or whatever, it does not matter. These people's homes are gone. Yeah. They have no electricity. The front of their house is gone. The streets, you know, it's a disaster. And you just go, at that time is not the time to worry about anything.
Right.
It should become very clear. And you know, so you do what you can because, and you also hope that that would happen for you. Like if, you know, you do imagine if that happened to me and my house was just blown down,
it doesn't matter what political party the person is that shows up to help you is from, does it?
Or anything. Yeah, you're like, what? I would feel so moved that anybody from any other part of town would have thought enough to go to the Walmart and buy some flashlights and power banks and drop them off at the place for us. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing becomes very important. Yeah. And it's also funny too, I don't know. And again, I don't know how any other people feel, but when it's one thing for St. Louis, you know, I've been born and raised in St. Louis, you know, county and U City, and then now out here more in the county a little bit. But it's one thing when we fuss at each other in St. Louis and we can nitpick at each other. But when other people outside start fussing about me, I'm not having it. You're not talking about, just shut your yap. It's like a family. It's like a family thing. It's like, we're going to bicker. We're going to have our problems. We're going to do our thing, but you don't need to talk about it.
Right.
It makes me mad. I get really defensive. Like St. Louis, the murder capital, where I'm like, no, it's not.
Stop. I can pick on my little brother, but you can't.
I can talk all the trash I want and I can laugh about it and I can do all that. And we can talk about our issues and the things that I think are not right in whatever area. That's fine. But you know, it's like hearing other people sometimes talk about it just makes me, gets my ire up, gets me mad. Yeah. I'm like, just hush. You don't know what you're talking about. So that's my PSA.
Well, I'm going to say we try not to talk politically on here, but I am going to talk politically on here.
Okay.
Biden, the news is out that he has cancer and that it has metastasized and
Into his,
I think
very
it's
serious.
Stage four. And, mm-hmm. And I haven't heard it. Yeah. I promised y'all, I've not even been on like TV or anything, but a friend of mine posted something about, she said, as a Republican, I am sickened when I'm hearing other Republicans celebrating this.
Oh, I can't.
And yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. Oh my gosh. And listen, I don't care what party you are. And I will say that we do not celebrate. You should not celebrate that anybody has cancer or has an illness.
Sure.
Just like, and if it just like when Trump was assassinated or was mm-hmm. had the attempted assassination. And I heard so many people say, well, I wish they'd gotten him. I wish they'd hit him.
Right.
I wish, you know,
yeah,
y'all, if you are wishing for anybody to be ill or anybody to be killed,
mm-hmm.
you seriously need to go get some mental health
evaluations. You need to go pay someone for an appointment because, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
and also, you need to be
sick.
Real. You also need to be real careful because I'm not saying I believe in karma, but I'm just saying you need to be careful because God hears, and I'm not saying, but I'm just saying, look out before you start mouthing off about being happy when misfortune happens to someone else. And that's not a transactional thing. I'm not saying that God's a genie in a bottle. And if you do this, this is going to happen. I'm just saying.
God don't like cocky.
I'm just saying, be careful what you, be careful.
I mean, because the point that we've gotten to in this country that people are, you know, would wish ill will on anybody, whether you agree with them or you don't agree with them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is some, seriously, that is some mental health issues right there.
Yeah. And I think the good news is, and this is what I firmly believe, it is a tiny minority that do that.
Yeah.
It is not the majority. It's just loud. It's a few loud people. And it's also people that can just, again, we have the quote distance and a little bit of anonymity through the internet and through the computer and through the screen and through the social media. You know, people just mouth off about anything that they might not even 100% think, but they just kind of say something, which is not any better. Don't say something if you don't really believe it. I'd rather know what you believe. But, you know, it is not the majority, I can tell you, because again, even just after what's happening in St. Louis, you know, and anywhere that has a disaster, people come together, people are donating. And I'm sure, you know, people from all over St. Louis, all over the country. I know it happened in Kentucky too. There's a lot of damage, you know, and people for the most part are not like that. So that's a, but there are some, there are some, and you just want to go. Your elevator doesn't go all the way to the top floor.
There's a girl that lives down the street from me that was upset that they missed Trump. And I thought, what is wrong with you? I just seriously was like,
derangement.
Golly.
There's nothing else for it. And again, the funny thing, it's not funny. None of it's funny except the thing is, again, you're like, there are young people hearing you say and get, you know, like they don't care who they say. There are children and young adults and young people who are probably looking at you, first of all, like you're insane because they've been taught, like you don't, if that's okay for a grown up, then why do we expect kids to be any different about anything if the grown ups can't regulate themselves emotionally enough to keep their yaps shut?
Yeah.
That's all I'm gonna say about that.
There's that. Well,
there's that.
Now, okay. Mm-hmm. It was your birthday.
It was. Do I look wiser?
You look older.
Why? Why do I even try? I don't even care.
Tell us about your birthday.
It was my birthday. And in fact, we had I had a really lovely picnic with Tim. We busy all day on Wednesday. It was Wednesday. And then he called and said, and I was running around. He said, hey, what if we head over to Forest Park, to Art Hill. My favorite place in St. Louis is Art Hill, overlooking the Grand Basin, the base of the Art Museum. It's beautiful, and I love it. And he's like, what if we just, like, grab a bottle of wine, and I'll get some charcuterie, I'll get some snacky stuff, and he did all that. Anyway, we beautiful day, and top down on the car, and we headed up there, and we just sat in our chairs, and on the top of the hill, kind of, in a, you know, nestled kind of in some trees.
When you said picnic, I was trying to visualize y'all getting up off the, you know, blanket on the ground.
You know what? And you know what's funny though? That's hilarious. We were the only people on, there was lots of people out because it was a beautiful evening and saying, you know, it was, and that was so fun. It's so fun to see people using the park and just out in it. So there was all kinds of people scattered. We were the only ones that had chairs.
Yes.
Everyone else was just on blankets on the ground. Yeah. And Tim goes, we're the only ones that got chairs. I'm like, we the only ones over 50 out here. These are all young people out here and young little families and little, you know, dating people. And I said, we got our chairs and we're doing just fine. Don't even worry about it. But it was a beautiful night, perfect weather. So we just sat there for a while and snacked and ate. And then it's funny because I told Tim later, I said, in fact, I think I just told him last night, because it's, anyway, there's these pathways that kind of go around in a kind of ellipse at the top, and they've got these beautiful trees on either side of the path the whole way. Kind of the big St. Louis statue is right there. If y'all have seen, you know, the big apotheosis of St. Louis or whatever, anyone on his horse. But there's these beautiful rows of trees on this path. And I was looking up at them as we were walking through them, and it makes it all shady. And I was like, oh, you know, these are so pretty, like in a formal garden when you have that. The only trouble is, I'm like, when you lose one, like, you can't, if one dies or something happens to it, you can't just replace it with the same size. I mean, these are,
you've got to wait for it to grow.
I'm like, man, if they ever had to replace these are all such perfect size. Well, sure enough, and now that there's several tornado gone. And I was just like, oh man, I wish I hadn't thought that.
It's all your fault. You brought it. You spoke it into being, Holly.
But Forest Park, oh, there's so many huge trees down, which again, it doesn't hurt anyone's, you know.
It's
one of those things that I'm like, I don't, you know, we'll never see it back in my lifetime. I'll never see it back
like it was,
how it was. And even a lot of the older homes, you know, like I said, and not that, you know, there's a lot of, the sad thing too, a good amount of the damage was in a little bit lower, you know, income areas of the city. Yeah. And man, you just go, it's just,
well, and that's, you know,
it's just tough.
A lot of times those people don't have anywhere else to go.
There's no other resource. Yeah.
Right.
They've got a great community.
Yeah.
And the community really, but you just go, cause it can't, and I'm not to be, but again, it went through Clayton it went through a lot of damage my whole neck of the woods. And to be quite honest, I could have been there for sure if I hadn't decided, because it's my, I'm in that area all the time. I like to go for drives down there. I go head over to the Forest Park, to the museum. I almost went and had coffee right down there. And I was like, no, I'm just going to go home and get my caftan. I didn't even know bad weather was coming. Like I had not paid attention, and the sirens went off here at about 3:00. But anyway, it's very much my neck of the woods, right near where I grew up. And so, but to see, and it touched down, you know, and did quite a bit of damage in those neighborhoods with the big trees and the big, very well-off area. Horrible. Again, you just, you know, you don't want to see anything damaged in anybody, but you're also like, there are some resources there.
Yeah.
You know, they've got insurance. It'll be tough. And I'm not saying any kind of personal, you know, items and that are lost. Just, I'm not trying to downplay that at all, but it's like the areas that really need the help. Everyone needs help. Help whoever you want to help. I'm not trying to be the boss of you, but when you think about not having the cushion, that's scary.
It is.
So
yeah.
Anyway, off of that, let's see what else. So I had a beautiful picnic until the tornado came in and a couple days later and blew that away. Oh, and by the way, too, Tim and I, the next day, let's see, was it that night you checked on? Yeah. So you checked on us. Our farmer, George, who farms for us up in northern Missouri, he called Tim and checked on him. Coworkers were calling and checking on everyone. You know who didn't call and check on us?
John Vonderbrugge.
Our own children.
Oh.
Our own, not a single one of those ungrateful twerps even bothered to text and see if we were alive.
Did Boogie call you to check on you?
No, he didn't either. Now that you say that, now I'm mad at him too. Now I'm going to fight with him too. I'm going to fight with all of you. I mean, I didn't even realize. And then somehow I was like, oh, all the damage when we started seeing. And I was like,
yeah.
And I was out doing something. And I'm like, our own kids hadn't even checked on us. Surely they've heard that there's tornado. Maybe not.
Yeah.
You know, they don't watch the news. They're young people. They're not like
glued to it. Yeah.
No. And they're not, it's not going to probably come up on their thing. But I was bitter. I was like, you know, who hadn't even checked on us, Tim? Our own children, not even a single. I could have been like on my little bicycle, do, 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 you know, in the sky with Sherlock in a basket. And they wouldn't know.
So you admit it. You are a witch.
Oh, I am, honey. I am. Don't you forget it. You know, we really could be that. You could be Glenda and I could be Elphaba. That's us too. Okay. That's another good Halloween costume. Some year we are going to be Gru and a minion. That's happening 100%.
Okay. All right.
We could also be Elphaba and Glenda.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, our own kids didn't check on us. That's fine. Whatever. Who cares?
Oh my goodness.
So
that's funny.
I do. Avery, my sweet, precious daughter, sent pictures the other day. She got a big old tat on the back of her shoulder and arm. Don't tell Uncle Ron.
He'll come with a Brillo pad and scrub it out.
I mean, it's a good size on the back. And it's really pretty. It's just black ink and it's flowers. It's these beautiful botanical like flower. And I knew she'd been thinking, like we talked about it before with the, you know, just like, Thatcher has one. And anyway, she was like, would you ever? And she's like, yeah, you know, I've kind of thought about it. So I'm thinking, and that didn't surprise me at all. It doesn't matter to me at all. But I was thinking, oh, something little somewhere, like a little, you know, I don't know.
She's got the whole spread.
It's like this big, beautiful, she took this picture. And I said, she's punking us. I was like, she's totally punking us. Because it wasn't red or anything. So I'm like, she did not just get that done. I'm like, that's like a stick on. So, of course, we immediately FaceTimed. She's like, I'm not punking you. She had gotten it done like the week before or something. But anyway, all of that is to say.
So, really, Avery, here's what it took you a week to get the nerve up to show your mama.
No, she knows. I don't. It doesn't bother me at all. I'll be honest. But what was I going to say? I can't remember. Oh, I know. So it's just funny because and Hudson knew just that she'd been talking about. I mean, again, she'd been thinking about it. And of course, I'm like, so how long have you been thinking? She's like, oh, I've been like for 2 years. Like she thought this thing through. She's not That's a quick hilarious. Decisioner yeah, at yeah. all.
Yeah.
And I can share because obviously it's on her shoulders. So it's not if it was somewhere private. Oh, gosh, that sounded terrible. If it was somewhere you couldn't see, I wouldn't have even probably shared it just because.
Yeah,
right. It's her private business, but it's on her shoulder and arm. So I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna, you know,
it's on her private business.
Yeah, no, but you know what I mean. Like if it was somewhere where you couldn't really see it,
in the no-no zone,
in the no-show zone. No, this is out of hand. But it was so funny because
another region.
Stop! Oh my gosh. So I'm sorry, Avery. Aunt Joni is not being respectful. So Hudson was here still,
yeah.
I guess when she showed it. Anyway, and it was just so funny because we got off the phone with her and I was just laughing about it or whatever. And I said, well, and I said, Hudson, here's what's fun or about this, again, this time in parenting is I'm like, you just never know because you don't know. And again, this isn't anything that bothers me. Now, some people it might, or if it was something inappropriate, you know, I'm saying it can go either way. You get calls from your grown kids. And you don't have any car wreck, tattoo.
Yeah.
We have no idea. We can't see what's coming.
What's going
on. We can't see what's coming because we're not in charge. We're not with you. We're not having, you know, we're in your life, but it's not like we know from day to day. And so you just get calls like, you know, this Here's or that.
Well, speaking of that kind of stuff. So, you know, I said Caleb or John Garrett's riding back and forth to work with Caleb. Uh-huh. Well, Caleb tonight has to go to Knoxville for training for 2 days.
Ooh.
So he's taking the company car.
Oh, nice.
And John Garrett is driving Caleb. He's never driven in Chattanooga. He doesn't know
anything. Well, he only needs to know is how to get to Hudson's with, I mean, they'll figure it out. He's got a phone. Yeah. He figured out. But, oh, wow. So he just was taken off in the company car.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, training up in Knoxville. Okay.
It's something where he can write water permits.
Okay. I was going to say it must be some kind of certification.
It's some
or something.
Sort of certificate. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Because anyway.
Oh, that's exciting. His first business trip.
Yeah. I know. I love it. No, it's not his first one, but.
Oh, well, okay. He's a businessman.
Yeah.
Oh, love it. Anyway, all that's to say, none of us know what's happening. With our we get calls and pictures and we don't know what's going on.
Whatever.
There's ducks, there's tattoos, there's cars. Yes. We don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun though.
Renaissance festivals. And
yes, exactly. I was going to say, we don't know. It's very fun because again, you don't have to, I think what I'm trying to like put into words, but I'm not doing a very good job of is, this time of in parenting, this season, if your kids are kind of grounded and if you have trust in your kids, not saying that they're never going to do stuff wrong and not saying anything like that, but if you kind of have, it's the time where you are sort of harvest, you're seeing the harvest a little bit for sure of the raising and all that, but also like even just, the things that you don't have to micromanage and you don't have to do or worry, but then your kids just, let you know, oh, I did this or, oh, yeah. I got one of these. And you're like, oh, okay. It's just kind of a delightful, it also can be scary and all that stuff with cars and, bad things happen to everybody, but it's that other side of like Thatcher will be calling or something happened. And he was like, yeah, Willow and Luke and I, we just walked from the tip of Manhattan all the way down to the bottom of Manhattan. And you're like, well, okay. Okay. Or he rode his e-bike around, Manhattan at 11 o'clock at night. And you're like, okay. Sure.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. After they're safe, it's fine. See, then you're like, okay, you're alive, you're home. So
I don't have to worry about it. We're okay. No.
I know. I didn't have to know about that. And now I'm really happy for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's awesome.
Well, you are coming here next week.
Yes.
And it will be over Memorial Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And so I do want to talk about Memorial Day.
Oh, yes.
This will drop Thursday. So we'll be coming into Memorial Day.
Getting ready.
And I just want to give you, being married to a veteran, I'm just going to, lay out some etiquette or how they feel about some things. One, saying happy Memorial Day is a little issue with them. And they also, Veterans Day, they love for you to say thank you for your service and to make it all about, them and all of that. But Memorial Day, they don't want that. And the reason why is because they came home. And Memorial Day is for the ones who did not come home, who paid the ultimate price and did not come home. And so the veterans really are very cognizant of that fact. And, and they appreciate. I mean, I've never met one that, chewed me out for saying thank you for your service. And that's a lot of people will do that anyway, just out of respect and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But really Memorial Day, of course, most of America, it's the kickoff to summer. It's let's go to the lake. Let's do. And now that's fine. But, they fought for your freedom to do that and to celebrate.
It is a fun way to remember and thank them. Yeah.
If you have a park, like we live close to Shiloh and the military park, if you have a park, look, wander out there Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
And there will always be a ceremony going on.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have flags at every grave. And it's very touching to see. The service is very, very touching to see.
Yeah. And it's a good thing to, take your kids to, even if they're kind of young. It's usually very family friendly. I mean, obviously there's a ceremony or there's something, but they kind of get to see the, I was going to use the word regalia, but maybe that's not the right
ceremony,
but like a ceremony, like a flag ceremony. I mean, the scouts always did.
Yeah.
When the boys were in it, they would do the grave.
Yeah. And that the scouts there would come is do that. More to the holiday than it being going to the lake or, mm-hmm. you know, grilling burgers or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that it does start to instill a respect for our country, yeah. for our veterans, for our, you know, the military men and women who have given the ultimate price.
As they say, freedom ain't free.
That's right.
So that's a good, you know, thing to talk about with our kids and ourselves, and just remembering not to be, you know, it's not a downer. It's sober, you know, it's a serious and kind of a sober thought, but it's also a thankful, again, a great thankful. If we can't have a thankful heart about it, you know, that's really what's required of us now, is to continue to, move forward and have a great, grateful heart, a thankful heart, and then, you know, continue to live out, freedom in those things.
Freedom.
So, yeah, that's a good, it always is really good. I love it when people put their flags out. Our flagpole got messed up, so I don't know if we'll get ours out, but, it's always nice to see that.
Yeah.
Love that. Yeah. Good. Sure. Okay. Well, is it time for your recipe?
Sure.
Okay. I'm excited.
Grab it here. Okay.
She's had some good ones lately, y'all. She's had some good ones.
Well, this one, I just figure with kids getting out and all of that with school, this may be a good little treat here. I got to put my old lady glasses on.
Okay. That'll work.
This is called peanut butter lasagna.
What in the world?
Peanut butter lasagna. It is a layered dessert.
Oh.
Ready?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you are going to make your crust first, and it is 36 of your crushed Oreos. Put them in a food processor, crush them up real fine, mm-hmm. add a third a cup of melted butter, then press that into a 9x13 pan, and you're going to freeze that while you make the next layer. Okay. Mm-hmm. Your second layer is the peanut butter layer, and it's 8 ounces of cream cheese softened, a cup of creamy peanut butter, a cup of powdered sugar, mm-hmm. a fourth a cup of milk, and 1.5 cups of whipped topping, like Cool Whip or something like that.
Okay. Ooh, that sounds really good.
Uh-huh. Okay, and so just stick your cream cheese, your milk, and your peanut butter in the mixer and just mix it kind of on medium until it fluffs up. Mm-hmm. And then slowly add in your powdered sugar to that. Then take it off the mixer and fold in your Cool Whip.
Right. Okay. You don't want to beat that. You want that to
You don't
want to
beat
fluffy.
It. You want to fold it. Yeah, you're going to fold it in. If y'all don't know what fold in, it's just, you're just turning it over and over, your mixture over and over, kind of like you're folding a towel. That's where the fold in comes into. All right. So then you are going to spread that peanut butter layer on top of your Oreo crust, stick it back in the freezer, and then prepare your next layer.
Mm-hmm.
Your next layer is the chocolate layer. And it is just 2 boxes. It's just the 3.4-ounce boxes of instant pudding mix and 2 3/4 cup of milk. You're going to mix that up now. And I did put this on my little note when I typed it up. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's going to be thick. Your box is actually going to call for more milk than what that does.
So you're purposely making it thicker.
You
and
want
this
it
is
thicker.
Instant. This is the instant pudding.
Yes, just instant pudding. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if you want to make your own pudding, you can, but this is just a quick and easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's got to freeze and to make it be hot and then cool it and do all that. That's a whole situation.
And all the custardy. Yeah. But you can make a chocolate custardy pudding. It would be very good in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then you spread that onto your peanut butter layer. And, then at that point you're just sticking it in the freezer. Your topping, I would prefer to use heavy whipping cream, mm-hmm. but again, you can use the Cool Whip if you want to. But you're going to put your Cool Whip on top of your chocolate layer, crush up some little mini Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh yeah. That's good.
You know, peanut butter chips, mm-hmm. and then drizzle some chocolate syrup over the top of that.
Okay.
And you have, voila, peanut
My gosh, that's got to be so sweet. Like, that's like a serious...
That's why I said it's kids' treats.
That's Very serious.
If you
serious.
Serve it to an adult, you want some strong coffee.
Yes, some strong black coffee to go with that bad boy. Because, man, you got to have something to cut through it. But, man, that sounds really good. And frozen, even like keeping it in the freezer so it stays really cold. Mm-hmm. And then,
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one. What's it called again? Peanut butter lasagna.
Peanut butter lasagna.
Okay, that sounds gross. I don't like that name. That thing is stupid. Well, no, it's a stupid name. We got to change the name.
What do you want to call it?
Not peanut butter lasagna.
Peanut butter fluff. Elvis dessert.
Oh, I don't know. We need something better than peanut butter lasagna. That doesn't fit it. I mean, it's layered.
It's layered.
I know that, but so is that ice cream dessert. Yeah. It reminds me of that ice cream dessert, you know, that layered. Peanut butter. Ooh, I don't know. I almost had something like the layers of the earth, like the...
Oh my gosh.
Like the New Madrid peanut butter.
New Madrid. Peanut butter earthquake.
Yes. Peanut butter earthquake.
Earthquake.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. We'll work on that. Just for now, it's peanut butter lasagna.
Reese's earthquake. How's that one?
Oh.
A Reese's quake. Oh, Reese's quake. I kind of like that one.
Because like the layers, I don't know. We're still workshopping it. We'll come up with it. Oh, that sounds amazing. Okay. It's also your top three.
Top three.
It is my top three. Okay. My first one is Phase 10. It's a card game.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a card game. And I love sitting around with our family. We've just started getting back to where we're playing more games.
Oh, that's fun.
Mexican Train and all that. So Phase 10 is a card game. Just go to wherever and buy pack of Phase 10 cards and play it. I love it.
Those are so fun too. Those little games like that to take on trips because they're just so small and it's a little different than just like a regular card game. So that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. My second one is Tailgate Brewery. And this is where we ate in Chattanooga on Sunday.
Okay.
And I just made myself because I ate a burger the night before and I thought, okay, I'm going to eat healthy. You know, when you're with the boys, it's all just unhealthy, whatever. Mm-hmm. But so they had pizzas and all this stuff, but I got a Fiesta salad and it had chicken and avocado Mexican corn. And I mean, it was so good in the salad. Mm-hmm. But my salad was great, but they were all just going raving. They got pizza.
Okay.
And raving about the pizza. And Ron said, you got to take a bite of this. So I took a bite. My gosh, it was the best pizza that I've ever had in my life.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Tailgate
Brewery. It is downtown Chattanooga.
Okay, whereabouts?
It's close to Caleb's, about two blocks down Market Street.
Okay.
Close to Caleb's little place there.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, there was a couple there and they had a little flower cart set up, you know, where there you go and you pick your flowers and make your own little bouquet and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the man came over and handed me just a little bouquet. I mean, it wasn't a huge thing. Mm-hmm. Handed me a little bouquet toward the end of our meal. And I just looked at him. I said, thank you. Mm-hmm. And he said, ma'am, he said, I see you sitting here with all these boys. Mm-hmm. You need some flowers.
Here.
Which Hudson was with us. So I had my two and Hudson and Ron. And yes. You know,
That's a lot of testosterone
there.
Yeah, that's a lot. So he was like, you just need a flower. Oh,
I need a flower. So he was
kind.
Precious.
Thank
you,
sir.
Yeah. Yeah. So Tailgate Brewery is the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then my next one is a movie called Taking Chance.
Ooh.
And this is perfect for you to watch for Memorial Day.
Okay.
Ron, I just found it out of the blue. Ron and I were looking for a movie to watch. And Kevin, it's a Kevin Bacon movie.
Mm-hmm.
But look, Memorial Day weekend, outstanding movie. We've watched things like Saving Private Ryan and all those. And it's so gory. It's hard to watch. Mm-hmm. I think as a mother of boys, that was really, really hard for me to watch. I mean, I know it's reality and I know it's whatever.
Yeah.
It's a hard watch, but Taking Chance, it is about, Kevin Bacon is an escort for bringing home a military body.
Okay, thank you for completing that sentence. I was like, he's an escort.
He's a military escort.
I gotcha. Okay.
For bringing home a killed in action troop. And so, but the whole thing is so moving all the way from beginning to end. It just was really, really good. So that's a great movie for Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, good. Good. That's a good recommendation. I hadn't heard of that. Or, you know, this sounds vaguely familiar to me, but
I'd never heard of it.
I don't think I've seen it. I know I haven't seen it. Well, I don't know anything anymore. I could have forgotten half my life. Excellent. Thank you very much. This was a good top three.
Top three.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, I think that's it for this week. Unless there's anything else, any parting thoughts that you need to give us? Do we have any announcements? I don't think so. I think next week will be just we'll still record. I assume, right? Even though I might be down the hall from you.
Down the hall. You'll be downstairs. I'll be upstairs.
Yeah, pretty much. That's all right. Cool. Excellent. Yeah. So hopefully everyone is having a good getting ready for Memorial Day weekend and whatever that means and all the things. And hope it's nice weather. We'll see. You never know. So
it's going to be cold while you're here.
I know. I've already looked. I'm already almost depressed, but I'm not. Friday looks good. I mean, cooler, but it will be nice. Monday looks rainy, so it might be Father Brown Day. And Memorial Day. Sorry, all
Memorial
at once.
Day.
We'll watch a good movie. Oh, guys, have a great week, and we will talk to you next time. Goodbye, cornbread.
See you, Patch. Oh, corn dip.
There you go. I just had
to
change it up.
Changing the rules on me.
I'm sorry. Goodbye, pellet. Sorry.
My brain is not there.
Her big mug face.
Listen, I am sucking down the coffee this week. That's all I can tell you.
You were literally when you came on. You're like,
I am sucking down the coffee.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. You just burn yourself?
No.
Okay.
No.
Sorry, I'm trying to adjust. I've got these stupid big headphones on again, and I don't like them.
I know. I don't.
I usually wear the little ones now, just my little, but they're downstairs, and I didn't feel like going back down there. So here's where we are.